Bible and prayer meeting, and we want to invite everybody to come out Monday night at 7:30. We covered a lot Monday, and every Monday we covered a lot, and we're digging into the Bible, because the Bible is a wonderful book. The Bible is a wonderful. You get stirred up. If you ever get stirred up, if you ever get stirred up in your heart, you'll find that rain, snow, the weather doesn't stop you. If you ever get on fire, read the 11th chapter. Have you ever read? There were human beings just like us, and they had feelings just like you and I. You get that? They got sick just the same way. And they had needs. They were hungry and thirsty. And they didn't have clothes, some of them. They used skins. And they didn't have homes, some of them. They lived in caves. And they lived in dens. The Bible said they wander in dens and they wander in caves. That's in Hebrews the 11th chapter, and if you look there, and you will see that, what was I talking about there, where they wander in dens and caves. But they had faith, they had wonderful faith. And they, verse 34, quench the violence of fire. Look at that. 34, they quenched the violence of fire by faith. The evil boys did that, didn't they? Escape the edge of the sword out of weakness. Notice, see that? Somebody say, I'm weak. But you're weak, but you're still moving forward. Amen. You're weak, but you don't quit. You don't give up God. He says that to quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong. Sound like they're human beings too? See, and he says that they wax valiant in fight. No, you're not going to go and fight with the sword, natural sword, but you have the sword of the Spirit. And you can overcome every battle against the devil. Are you listening? You can overcome and receive the victory over every battle against the devil. I'm talking about in season and out of season, all times. This scripture said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, and we can live an overcoming life where you put your trust in the Lord. And they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. When you put your trust in the Lord and you have confidence in God. See, I told them, was it Monday night? And Sister Rosie used that majority of the church is already made up. See, the church has been around for over 2,000 years, plus the kingdom under the law with the Israelites. God has had a wonderful kingdom, under David. See, David was a man after God's own heart. And God promised him that he would give him a son, a seed, that would be ruler, governor, that would sit upon the throne of his father David, and he would govern in righteousness, the scripture said that he would govern. And this wonderful Jesus, see, that sometimes he's just lightly on our lips because we have lost a knowledge of him. See, we don't know who God is, so we don't many times reverence him. And we don't understand how holy God is. So therefore, we have not held in our hearts the fear of God. And it's because we're lacking wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See, and people we've lost the fear of God. And we think that God, we say we believe God, but many times the way that we act is as if God is not existing anywhere around. But the devil is a liar. The kingdom of God is to be established upon the earth. The Bible said that his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And these in Hebrews 11, that's what they were seeking for. The Bible tells us that of whom the world was not worthy. These saints of God, verse 30, it said, of whom the world, that's this world. You get that? The world that you hold on to. You can't let it go. You see, get down in your heart and you hold on to it. And many times we try to hold on to two worlds. We try to hold the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. And we don't want to let go, either. We want to hold on to both. But that's not the way it works. See, you cannot serve two masters. No one can serve two masters. See, so that's why we need God. He says, of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in mountains. Notice, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, notice, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, but a God having provided some better thing. Notice, some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. God having provided for us some better things, right? And what would that better thing? Can you think of a better thing? I mean, that God has provided for us. You see, God has provided for us the kingdom. See, it's the kingdom that God has provided for us. Of course, Jesus is the kingdom, but God has provided for us. Because remember, they searched for a city. They were looking for a city that has foundation. And they found it. They found it. They found it. The New Jerusalem, that city that comes down or will come down from God out of heaven, Revelations 21, 22, those are beautiful chapters. See, when you get past the millennium chapter in Revelations 20, you get past that. And then you have the final judgment. That's the white throne judgment in Revelations 20. I saw a white throne, a great white throne. That's the Father sitting on that great white throne. Jesus Christ sits upon the throne of his father David. See, Christ will sit upon David's throne and during the millennium. And at the end of the millennium, that's the white throne judgment. We don't have to be afraid of that because we will already have eternal life. See, we already have access into the kingdom of God. You see, you just don't get into the kingdom of God. It has to be ministered unto you. An abundance of entrance. Who said that? Peter? That an abundance, listen to this, an abundance of entrance. You just don't want a beer to get in there. You want to have an abundance of entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. What is that? Peter? Second Peter chapter 1. Look at that. Check 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 11. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 11. Let's start reading. 2 Peter chapter 1. For so an entrance, you all know what an entrance is, right? It has to be ministered unto you. How is it ministered unto you? How you need an abundance of entrance, but how is it ministered unto you? Huh? You're not just preaching alone, because you can hear preaching, and it's not changing you. It's not doing the work. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. You notice that word? Abundantly. So. Solomon says, speak about drinking, and he said, drink my beloved abundantly. See, you have to be hearing the word of God, minister the truth, ministering unto you an abundance. Have you ever heard about an abundance of rain? It's not limited, right? You see, so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Put that in there. It's not just minister unto you, because someone can come and give you a word. That ain't going to put you in the kingdom of God, or it's not going to get you an abundance of entrance. You need word after word after word. Line upon line and precepts upon precepts. See, you have to have that abundant ministry in your life where you're not starving. You see, it has to be ministered unto you into the everlasting kingdom. You see, it's an everlasting kingdom. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominion shall serve him. So to get into that kingdom, you need an abundance of entrance. Follow me now. To be ministered unto you. So I'm not knocking anything, but you get a little booklet here and a little booklet there, that might not do the job. You need to strong meat. Amen. You need strong meat of the word of God, where you come into a knowledge of God, where you love God with all your heart, where you begin to praise him. And no one have to be reminding you, lift your hands up and praise him. But there's a love in your heart where you love God with all your heart. And although the fig tree does not, remember that scripture? Blossom or so, there's no chaos in this stall, yet you will rejoice in the Lord and joy in the God of your salvation. Things does not have to be going good for you to praise him. You praise him even in the storm, like the 11th chapter. Do you understand how they praise him? When they were wandering in dens and caves, and they were sawn asunder and burned to the stake or thrown in the fiery furnace in the lion's den, they praise the Lord. See, they could approach the king and said, if I perish, I perish. See, but they were going to stand up for God. And so we need to have this done to us tonight. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you, me, us, through the ministry that God has provided. He gives to the church a ministry to minister, that they will have an abundance of entrance. Hallelujah. an abundance of entrance, right? Shall be ministered unto you into the ever, I like this word, the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when he comes back the second time, it's to establish the kingdom. The second advent will establish. It takes two advents to establish the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of Christ, which is the millennium kingdom, which is a 1,000-year kingdom in Revelations 20. It's a 1,000-year kingdom reign, and that is to turn the world and this earth into a paradise, the again Genesis. Okay, Peter speaks about it in Acts, and I'm saying a lot of things. Peter speaks about it in Acts, the third chapter, where Peter calls it, this time, a time of refreshing. If you look at Acts, that's Matthew 19:28. I need two scripture, and I need Acts 3:19 down to verse 21. Let's look at that. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, read. Repent. Here's a condition. You see a condition now? Repent. What do you have to do? Repent ye therefore. And be converted. What does it mean to be converted? How can you be converted? Through the law of liberty. See, the perfect law of liberty converts you. It said in Psalms, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The soul has to be converted. The soul has to be converted from the first Adam to the last Adam. The first Adam was made a living soul, but the last Adam is a quickening spirit, and it has to be converted. So that's why we're here, an abundance of entrance ministered unto us. And you know the truth, and it sets you free. So he said, repent therefore and be converted. Here, that your sins, see the conditions? That your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Well, the times of refreshing is not just a 2 weeks revival. It's more than that. That's the millennium kingdom when the Lord will get there in Matthew 19. See, it's called the again Genesis. When the Lord restore, refresh, renew, reject, you name whatever you want to call it. But when the Lord restore the earth as it was in the beginning, before the fall. We are going back to the again Genesis. The kingdom, the millennium kingdom, is to take us back to the again Genesis, where we will be refreshed. See, we're going through the church age, and like those in Hebrews 11, see, they were thirsty, they were hungry. See, but they were looking for a time of refreshing. Just like how we are going through, and we are thirsty, and we are hungry. But God has made provision for us we're heading for that times of refreshing that shall come from the presence of the Lord. So he said, to get into this kingdom, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. When the times, notice here, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. See, not only a little visitation, he showed up, the Lord showed up for an hour or two, but the Lord himself will dwell among us. He's coming back to live among us. He's coming back to set up his kingdom upon the earth. And he will dwell among us, and we will see his face. Amen. We will see his face. And he will be your God, and we will be his people. Okay? Next verse says, and he, notice what he's going to do. What the Father will do. And he shall send Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Which before the second coming, are you seeing that now? Which before the second coming was preached unto you. I'm preaching unto you tonight. The same Jesus that I'm preaching to you tonight, he's coming again. Jesus Christ is coming again. The Bible says God will send Jesus, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21. Whom the heavens. Right now, where is Jesus? Where is Christ? He went away, but this same Jesus will come back. When he was going back, they said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? He said, it's not for you to know the times or the season, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, because there would be a period of time right there where it would be the church, the kingdom known as the church. We're still in it tonight. We are in the kingdom known as the church. Amen. And we are preaching to you Jesus, that when the times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord, you will be refreshed. You will be in that kingdom, because we are preaching to you that you will have an abundance of entrance into the everlasting kingdom of God, whom the heavens must receive. Not always, not forever, but until the times of the restitution, the again Genesis, the refreshing, or simple, the establishment of the kingdom of God. When all in Daniel tells us, chapter 2, chapter 7, when all of the kingdoms of this world will fall, and the kingdoms of this world will become or shall become the kingdoms of our Lord, right? The little stone kingdom brings on the time of refreshing. Remember? That little stone that was hewn out of the mountain without hands will bring the times of refreshing to us. And the heavens, whom the heavens must receive, or the heaven must receive, is at the right hand of the Father. Stephen saw him there. He's at the right hand of the Father until the times of restitution of all things. Which God? Notice who did it. Notice who did it. God. Which God? Which God had spoken. Notice. Which God himself had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. Now that give you a... If you want to study something, you go and find out. Go search the scripture and find out what God had said by the mouth of all his holy prophets about the times of refreshing that shall come. You need to take some time and begin to study that. Begin to search the scriptures and begin to look and see how many times and where that God has spoken through the mouth of his holy prophets and tells us about this kingdom. About this time of refreshing. How he will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And how he will send flood upon the dry ground. Are you dry tonight? Come on. Are you dry tonight? Are you thirsty tonight? Well, you look up to Jesus Christ and ask him for a drink. Like that Samaritan woman. When the Lord says, you drink that water, you'll be thirsty again. Are you listening? That's why we're thirsty. You're just drinking from hurt's vessels. That's all. What the hurt give you, what the world give you, you drink that. And you think that, oh, well, I like this. I can't do without it. It's because you need to taste a drink from that living water. But you know, you're going to have to leave some things. You're going to have to leave your vessels, the vessels that you left your home with, you have to put them down and leave them by the well. And you have to let the Lord, you don't need earthly vessel for this. It's you already have a container. Your spirit, he pours it into your spirit. So the heavens receive him until the times of restitution when it's called the again Genesis. Let me finish this and I go to Matthew. He says the restitution of all things which God had spoken. Now you cannot doubt that, can you? Which God had spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets. Hallelujah. He has never left us without a witness. The Bible said, since the world began. When did the world begin? God has always had a witness. He spoke by his prophets. But today, God, who at sundry times, Hebrews tells us, and diverse manners, spake in times past unto the prophets, and unto the fathers by the prophet. But in these last days, are we in the last days? How is he speaking to us? Spoken unto us by his son. And his son speaks through a ministry that he had appointed hearers of all things. Amen. But ever since the world began, you can trust God. Now let me go to Matthew, the Matthew 19, verse 28. Let me go there first. Because remember, we're talking about the restitution of all things, the times of refreshing. Eh? And Jesus said unto them, verily, which means truly, I say unto you, let's read, that he which have followed me, are you following him tonight? If you're following him tonight, here is the promise. Here's what he has laid up in heaven for you. Here's what he has laid up for you in the kingdom. He which have followed me. Notice, this following is not just once in a while. You know, like coming to church once in a while. Or when you're in the mood and then you're not in the mood. That's not the way you serve God. When things are going good, and then when it's not, then you don't come to church. Or you do and take time off when you feel like doing it. You think that's the way that God is going to let be the kingdom? You see, the church is really not the kingdom. The church is just the, one great preacher said, it's only the vehicle that's taking us to the kingdom. Because in the church, you do not rule with a rod of iron. Someone submitting and humbling themselves. Okay. But in the kingdom, you rule with power because you have power over the nation. So Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, you're not following in vain. Somebody say, what's in there for me? Why am I doing all this? And you get tired and you get weary and you stop working for God. And then you're deceived. Something deceived you and tell you that you don't have to work to get a good reward because you're saved by grace. And God's going to give you a great reward. So you don't do nothing. And it's like a man doesn't work and he expects a paycheck. So you don't do anything for God and you expect when you get in the kingdom, not knowing that an abundance of entrance must be ministered to you. Okay? Into the everlasting kingdom of God. So you're defeating your own self. That's why there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the Lord says about the kingdom that there was three groups of people. One received five talents, and the other received two, and the other one received one. Now the one that received one was so smart that he went and hid it under the earth, right? Hid it in the ground, in the earth. The other one was loved God so much that they went out and invest. And before you know it, they had five more. And then the one with two had two. But the one that with one talent hid it in the earth. It doesn't mean that he went out there and he dug a hole and put the talents in there. No, it's the earth that he's made of. The nature, the first Adam is of the earth, earthy. You hide it in your hearts. Okay, you just bury it there. And oh, well, excuse after excuse. Okay, you didn't want to press him. You didn't want to reach out. You didn't feel like you were tired. You got all the excuse. And God ought to know that you're tired. You know what I'm saying? Well, God ought to know that they were wandering in caves. But they did. And the world was not worthy of them. Okay, here said, he which have followed me in the regeneration, that word, that's the, again, Genesis. When God is going to, you see what God's going to do, is going to restore all things as it was. I know you said, oh, we are going to go to heaven and stay up there forever and ever. Well, while you are up there, Jesus will be down here. Because Jesus Christ is coming back to rule and reign on the earth. From this little old earth that's been here for so long. This earth is older than 6,000 years. So he's going to restore all things in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit. Where? He shall sit on or in the throne of his glory. Praise God. Do you want to be sitting there? Do you want to be a part of that kingdom? Said, ye, that word ye means you also, shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. But remember, there's going to be a lot more than 12 thrones there in the kingdom. Because Revelation 20, go there quickly. It says, and I saw thrones. Look in Revelation 20. And I saw thrones. See, that was more than 12 thrones. Verse 4, read that. Revelation. And I saw thrones. And they sat upon them. They was more than the 12 disciples. See, if you serve God, you could be one of the judges right there. But you're going to have to do far more better than what you're doing right now. You have to be straight with God. Because how can we judge if we're not straight with God? We're going to have to repent. Remember what he said? Repent, he therefore, and be converted. That's two things. You have to not just repent, but converted means you're totally changed. You're not the man or the woman that you used to be. You're a new creature. You're changed. You're changed from glory to glory. You're changed into the image of Christ. In other words, you do away with the first Adam, and now you're in the likeness of the last Adam. Because the first Adam was a natural living soul. But the last Adam, who was he? The last Adam, help me. The last Adam was a quickening spirit. And that's why God gave us the Holy Ghost. That's why God quickened us by the Holy Spirit. You at the quickened. He's looking for living, lively stones, lively people to be in the kingdom of God. It's not some old, you know, we're dead and cry babies and we're not fighters. He's looking for soldiers and warriors. And that's why he gave you the armor. Put on the whole armor of God. See, when I don't know to put it on. I'm so tired I can't put it on. Well, come on. God has given you the Holy Ghost. And you don't have to wait for the again Genesis. You already have your again Genesis inside. The Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost inside of you. That when you wake up and you don't feel good, just start speaking in tongues and praise God and see what happens. When you come to church, And the devil said, don't go to church. And the devil's a liar. You begin to lift up your hands and begin to speak in tongues and praise the Lord, and you'll find the changes. You already have that power of God inside of you. Praise God. But you have to reach out. You have to praise Him. God's not going to do it for you, and the angel's not going to do it for you, because you have the equipment. Amen. We have what it takes. God baptized us with the Holy Spirit, and we can use the Holy Spirit. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody say amen. Here he said, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw, notice what he saw. He did not see bodies. There was no bodies. He didn't see bodies. He saw souls. Right now, you cannot see a soul. But there, you're going to see a soul. All you see now is bodies. Or you can see manifestations. You can see moods. But you don't see a soul. Amen? Okay, let me get it. Said, and I saw souls. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. Notice, for the witness of Jesus. Some people wouldn't give up God. But now you're going to see them again. They might take a body, the body. Fear not him who can kill the body. But who should you fear? But the one who can kill both body and soul in hell. Fear not him who can kill the body, but rather, see that Jesus drew a line right there and made a different right there. Fear not him who can kill the body. So all these that were wandering in dens and sawn asunder, they were killing their bodies, but they couldn't kill their souls. That's what the scripture says. But rather fear him. I tell you who to fear. Him that can kill both body and soul in hell. Okay? They were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. The witness of Jesus and the word of God. And which had not worshipped the beast. See, no. Somebody say, I have never worshipped the beast, and I would never worship the beast. Because you see, you don't understand. It's more tricky than you understand. You're not going to see a seven-headed monster and 10 horns walking just like crawling through there. You're not going to see that. Because it's a mystery. Satan is come down unto you as an angel of light. He's come to you transforming himself as an angel of light. And like a minister, ministers of Christ, his ministers are transformed. You do well to begin to discern. And that's why the Israelites were calling good evil. So you deceive the word, and evil good. When the prophets corrected them, they said that was evil. But when a false prophet prophesied lie, they said, oh, that was great. You shall deceive the word. And they didn't want to hear the truth. They want to hear lies. They didn't want the truth. And they wanted someone to tell them untruth. That's the place they got to. They did not want to hear the word of God. But when Jeremiah told them the truth, they dumped him in the tank. Mud. He sunk in the mire. Isaiah was sawn asunder. Most of those prophets died. Read the account of Jesus. How he showed them. I think it's in the Matthew. Probably the 13 or so chapter. Where he showed them. See, that spoke the truth. Why do you think from the start Cain killed his brother because his work was righteous. And his brother's work was righteous. And Cain's work was evil. So he killed his brother. See, we've got to ask God to help us because we're at the age that we've been studying in Daniel about this system. Daniel brought it out beautiful in Revelations chapter 13 and 17 and 18, those chapters. Brought it out, especially chapter 13. Daniel chapter 7, all of Daniel chapter 7. The dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had, the beast. Daniel chapter 8, it's all over the book. The beast. And what the devil wants is worship. You see, we are in a fight, and the devil will just fight you so you don't pray. Right in your mouth, don't say who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring God down, or the word, it's in your mouth. I want to tell you tonight, right now, that word of God is in your mouth if you ever use it. Not only that, but God gave us a prayer language. We call it speaking in unknown tongue or language. Some churches deny that. But don't listen to that preacher. You don't want to be as dead and dry as he is, do you? It's the Holy Spirit gave you life. So when you're cast down, you can say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Come on, hope thou in God. In other words, start speaking in unknown language. You don't understand anything about it, but you're being refreshed. Have you ever tried that? That's called your prayer language. Before you know it, you're clapping your hands and you're all by yourself having church. Praise God. Hey, give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshiped, look at that. They had not worshiped the beast. Read on. Neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. But notice here the reward. Notice the reward. And they lived. They what? So this little life right here, and you're worrying about it. You want this life, eternal life, life forevermore, everlasting life. And they lived. One translation, listen. It's Wednesday night, but I feel good. One translation said, because remember they were beheaded. And it says, and they came to life again. They were beheaded. By my Lord. Hallelujah. Verse, read on. They had not received the mark in their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived. Come on, look at that. And they what? They lived and reigned with Christ. That's you. That's you if you believe it. And they lived. And they lived. So when you're just trading and you can't stand with the church because you're too corn up. Your mind is sunk deep in this world. And all you can see is what is in this world. And you don't have faith like these people in Hebrews 11. And you let go. And you're up, down, in, out. You move like the weather. And you change like the seasons. Because your faith is not in God. But when you begin to believe God, and believed the word of God and said, I will serve God. Though he said, if I perish, come on, you haven't gotten to that place yet. If I perish, I perish. Look at that. You see, if I perish, I perish. You have to have your mind on God. You see, you have to believe the Lord, and once you believe the word of God, you're going to find out what God's going to do for you. But many times we don't believe God. He says, and they lived. Somebody shout. And they lived. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hallelujah. The devil thought he killed you, right? And that disease thought he killed you, right? And the thing was all over. But notice, and they lived. You're not shouting. You're not shouting. You're not clapping and praising God, are you? And they lived and reigned. Notice, lived and sat on thrones. Because it said, I saw thrones. And they sat upon them. Do you want to sit on a throne? Come on. Do you want to reign with Christ? And judgment. But you cannot judge unless you know the Bible. The judge need to know the law. The judge need to know the word of God. Because that's how we are going to judge. By the word of God. And I saw thrones and they sat on them. And judgment was given unto them. And the Bible said that the saints of the Most High. Oh, Daniel. Shall take. And possess it. How are you going to take it? Not by might, nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. You're going to take it by, the Bible says that those that be wise shall shine as the sun, the brightness of the sun. So you have to be wise. Those that know the scripture shall turn many to righteousness. That's why you're studying and learning the word of God and getting this abundance of entrance ministered unto you right now, so you can sit on a throne and judge and rule and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. My God, that's awesome. That's something to shout about. That's something to make you come to church and tell everybody about it. Woo. Hallelujah. My. That's why you should support the church. You don't know. You don't know. You give your substance just to the world. There's no reward in that. Even if you die and leave millions of dollars, that's all. Once you're dead, it's over. You ain't taking a dime with you. But it's only what you lay up. Are you listening? It's only what you lay up for Christ. You put it in the church, which is the harvest place, what do you call it? The storehouse of the Lord. So that there'll be meat in my house. Not just natural meat, but spiritual meat. So, why are you doing this? So an entrance, an abundance of entrance. That's why it will be ministered unto you. That there'll be a church, a roof over your head, so you can hear the word of God. Look at tonight. It's Wednesday night. But look at you sitting out there. What are you doing tonight? You're getting filled up. See, you don't wait until your gas tank spiritually speak and run out. There's a lot of people do that. They wait. And they come to church Sunday and they didn't get very much. Because they came in a mood. They came moody. And they didn't get very much. Their mind wasn't on God. They were thinking about somebody who offended them. They didn't know to let it go. See, so it says, and so now they come and they got dry. And they don't get filled up. But listen to this. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto them. We had that, right? But notice, abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of God. And I saw thrones. I saw thrones and they sat upon them. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment, notice, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw, look, read on. Are you all reading? And I saw the souls of them, of who? That were beheaded for the witness, for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. Hold on. Which had not worshipped the beast and his image. Notice here, I'm trying for you to get it. They had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither have received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Those are the ones that did not bow. But guess what happened? And they lived. Praise God. And they lived. So you think it's just going out, you sit and you don't do nothing for God. It's work. And you've got to work and get the word of God and come into a knowledge where you will know the difference from right and wrong, from truth and evil. You'll know the difference between good and evil, the things that are God and the things that are the devil. The reason why they worship the beast is because they didn't know he was a beast. They heard about him, but they didn't know. They did not have the teaching. An abundance of entrance was not ministered unto them. So, they worship his image. And they receive the mark. They receive the mark upon their forehead. And I know what a lot of you are thinking, because you have that old teaching and that little old belief. You're still coming to church with it. You can't let it go, because the devil is wiser. You think, like the preacher said, he's going to come around with a stamp, a brander, and stamp you in your forehead, 666. You know, you walk around like a cyclop with a brand. You're definitely not going to do that. That's not the way it comes. You're branded in your mind. The marks, Rebecca, you better stop that. Let her see me. Stop it. Shh. Rebecca, you better stop that. Okay. See, you think the devil is going to come and stamp you like everybody stole 666 and you walk around with that number? Come on. Everybody have that. You go in the store, everybody knows. That's not the way. It's in your mind. And that's why the Lord has got to put that teaching in your mind. When he put that word in your mind. So the Lord says, behold, the days come, said the Lord. While the devil is trying to keep that and those ignorance in your mind, the Lord wants to stamp it out. The Lord wants to write it out. Are you following? Amen. See, he writes the law. That's what he's doing tonight. Can you feel it? And you get that word and all the ignorance is gone. You're going to know the difference between God and Satan. So you will not receive the mark of it. You'll erase it. All of that out of your mind. The word of God erases it. All those teachings that was not right. All of the trace of the first Adam, God erased it. The earth. Oh. Let me begin to wind it down. It says that here in their foreheads and in their hands. And they live and reign with Christ. See, as long as you keep the word of God in your hand, ain't no mark going to be in it or in your mind. In your forehead. The word of God erases it. So he told Joshua to stay in the book. And the man that meditate, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Nothing can change you. Nothing can overcome you. Are you listening now? You don't have to go around and be afraid of the, oh, I don't want to take the mark of the beast. Stay in the word. And they live, shout. And they live and reign with Christ for how long? For 1,000 years. That is the reign of Jesus. Woo. That is the millennium reign. 1,000 years. Or Acts 17:31 is called a day of the Lord. The day that God gave him. Don't you feel like shouting? Come on, don't you feel like giving the Lord a clap and a praise? Huh? My. So did I tie up everything? Did I miss anything? They reign with Christ. Notice, they reign with Christ. Give me a few minutes. They reign with Christ for 1,000 years. But look at there. You see that word but? Verse 5. Let me go there so you understand. But if you were not in the first resurrection, okay, you overcome the beast, the marks. That's why you see how important churches that know a church with the knowledge of God. Huh? But the rest of the dead live not again. Until how long? Until the 1,000 years were finished. Well, you need to pay attention because this is your life. This is not a joke. This is your life. Until the 1,000 years were finished. Now, can you imagine now? You live not again. That means the rest of the dead, listen to me. The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years. Okay. How old is America? About 200, say, what? 50, see, I don't know. But close, right? Can you imagine now all that happened during this time? And if you didn't come in the first resurrection, you would be still not alive for 1,000 years. A long time. And the kingdom established, and you don't even be a part of it. But at the end of the 1,000 years, when the kingdom is all established, the devil is loose, guess what? But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. First resurrection is over, and you weren't a part of it. So you come up in the final resurrection with second death over your head. You're still under the judgment of second death. Church is not something to play with. You might have your friends and your cousin and your relative, but you don't have none then. And even if they're around, you can't recognize them. Because it's every man for himself. Ain't nobody going to be there. Cousin. You know all this nice relative family? It's over. It's over. I'm sure, trust you. Your most trusted friend, it's over. And they're going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's not going to be like what we think. Oh, well, I'm going to see all my friends. No, you're not going to. That's not the way it is. That's not the way it is. When the 1,000 years are finished, look at what happened. Listen, let me go on here. But when the 1,000 years are finished also, come on, let me. This is the first resurrection. Next verse. Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. And such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priest of God, and shall reign with him for how long? For 1,000 years. And when? Pay attention to this now. Pay attention. And when the 1,000 years were expired or finished, Satan. Problem. You think you have a problem now? Somebody said, the devil is on my back. You don't make the first resurrection, he's going to be on your back. You understand? Because that's the final showdown. You think you have a problem now? Oh, my Lord. When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loose out of his prison that he was in for 1,000 years. Go on. And shall go out and deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Read on. And they what? Went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Mm-hmm. You think it's I don't want it. I got troubles and problems. Look at what? This is coming. And God has no favorite. He's no respect to a person. You do wrong, you'll be paid for it. Sometimes we get God has favorite and I'm his favorite. No, he doesn't have any favorite. He's no respect to a person. That's why I say, save yourself. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. That is second death. Notice, you see that? Where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Why don't you rule and reign with Christ instead of being tormented forever and ever? And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. Now the dead, listen to this. The dead were those who did not make the first resurrection. They're still dead, under the condemnation of death, second death. That's why you want an abundance of entrance right now. Amen. Okay, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. But why don't you get it open now, the same book? Get it now, right? It's been, get it now. Why wait down there? The books were open, and another book was open, and it tells you what it is, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. Now, the dead were judged out of it. That means the same way the pastors, the ministry is going through right now and judging you and telling you, you have to sit down in school and you judge. Maybe not even sit down, stand up. I don't think any seat is provided. They'll judge out of it. And the sea gave up the dead. It doesn't matter where you are, which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they will judge every man according to their works. Now notice, death and hell. All right, so somebody said, and I'm just going to throw this out there. Oh, hell is the lake of fire. No, hell is not the lake of fire. Otherwise, that means you take up one fire and put it into another fire. That don't make sense. Right? You take hell, if it was a fire, lake of fire, and then you put it into the lake of fire, which is another fire. He said death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Well, what's the lake of fire? All right, think. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. That's it. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life Do you get that? We'll have to pick up that and enlarge on it a little bit more. It's time. See? Whosoever was not found. Because remember, he opened the book of life. Remember? He opened the book of life. And whosoever was not found, your name written in the book of life. That's an insult. Just toss you, kick you over into the lake of fire. That's an insult. Cast into it. And every one of us tonight has got one or the other. You're going to have life forever, or you're going to be at the lake of fire forever. Amen? That's it? Give the Lord a praise, everybody. Just. Praise God. All right. We want to receive our offering right here. Sister Rebecca, you have a few words, testimony, you say? Okay, we. Let's receive our offering before we go on, we dismiss. Give the Lord a praise. Did you enjoy tonight? Are you learning something? That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. Somebody say, no, it's not. That's